Jonathan Tamari joins us. He covers Bloomberg government, the Congress side for Bloomberg government. John, give us a sense of kind of how this is breaking down in terms of support or non-support for President Trump within Congress. What are we seeing in these early days?
So what we're seeing is in the House, you've got a much more kind of aggressively pro-Trump approach from Republicans there. Speaker Kevin McCarthy and many of Trump's allies have attacked the DOJ over this indictment. They've raised questions about why, Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden haven't faced similar consequences, even though, everything we know says that those are very different circumstances. But they've been aggressively pro-Trump in the House. The Senate side has been a little different on the Republican side. Mitch McConnell's been pretty quiet about these overall. And you've heard a few Republicans, not a ton, but a few, kind of raise questions about Trump's electability and even his actual conduct here beyond the politics of it, over there.
John, how many of 222 House Republicans are Trump Republicans? I really don't understand that. Is it a minority of Republicans are quote unquote visibly vociferously Trump Republicans, or is it more than meets the eye?
Well, I think in public, probably a majority of House Republicans are Trump Republicans. And I think for the evidence of that is you go back to the vote, on throwing out some of the results in the 2020 election, and you saw a majority of that conference voted to do that. I think in private, it's maybe a much smaller group that's actually seriously pro-Trump. And there's a lot who I think feel that politically they have to take on that posture, but would be glad if somehow he, disappeared from the political scene.
So, Jonathan, lest we forget, 2024 is a presidential election year. How do you think, members of Congress are going to kind of view what will be certainly the drama of the highest level here to the extent this issue goes to trial, over the next 12 months? How do you think this might play out within Congress?
Well, I think you're likely to see Republicans try to raise questions about President Joe Biden in their own way to try to offset all the questions that are clearly already being raised about former President Trump. I think, they're just going to intensify the investigations that are already ongoing. They haven't said this, but I wouldn't be surprised if they try to take some action against Jack Smith, the special prosecutor who's brought these charges against President Trump. And I think that they're going to try to turn the subject back to Joe Biden and try to talk about things like immigration and inflation and try their best not to talk about Donald Trump. But that's a pretty tough task in politics these days.
Do you expect anyone to take a leadership role in terms of, supporting President Trump? Or will it be Speaker McCarthy? Is there someone who may find it politically positive to really be the lead person supporting Trump over the next several months?
Yeah, I mean, Speaker McCarthy has been very strongly in favor of him, so I think he's certainly won. And I think you look back, Congressman Jim Jordan chairs the Judiciary Committee, and he chairs the Committee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government, as they call it. And he has been, the Trump's leading defender throughout his two impeachments, throughout his presidency. I imagine he will be one of the strongest voices out there defending the former president.
We have to be honest. I mean, I just think we just can't with John Tamari.
Right.
We really don't care about the politics. Yeah. John, you came out of school, and you had basically the single best job on the Mid-Atlantic planet, which is you covered the Philadelphia Eagles for the Philadelphia Inquirer.
That's right.
What was the first day like when you walked in the Eagles locker room?
So it was an interesting one. My first time in the locker room was right after the draft, and it was amazing to see these guys coming in. They'd all just been, the rookies all came in that day. They'd all just achieved this, lifelong dream for each of them to get drafted into the NFL. And it was just honestly, they were all going to be stars and very wealthy, but they seemed very human that day because they were like new people in a new city and a new job, just like any of us have been. Obviously they had a lot of financial security, but there were a lot of similarities of like, yeah, you get out of college and you have to start something new and go to a new place
right.
You don't know. And they were kind of had their eyes open. They're like, oh my God, that's Mike Vick. That's LeSean McCoy. You know, and so that was actually, you know, a really interesting moment for me to kind of see that experience.
I mean, seriously, John, I mean, I look what Jalen Hurst did in his signing and all that and the guaranteed money and that. To a guy like me, off the radar, I discovered him in the majesty of the Super Bowl. What was it like dealing with Jalen Hurts with the Philadelphia Inquirer when nobody really knew who the guy was other than ex-Alabama, ex-Oklahoma?
So he came way after I had left that beat, so I didn't personally interact with him. But I will tell you, I mean, there were folks, I mean, if you might know Jason Kelce, the center on the Eagles, you know, he came in as a sixth-round pick. It was a year they'd signed all these huge free agents, and nobody paid attention to Jason Kelce at all. And that guy's going to go to the Hall of Fame, and he's an all-time Eagle, a Super Bowl champ. And, you know, it just goes to show you that we don't know as much as we think we know in sports and in many other realms. So watch out for those guys who just hustle and work.
And the moral of this, Paul, is John Tamari's covering politics for Bloomberg News and doing a fabulous job. What do you do when your career peaks at 24?
Exactly.
And you're with the Eagles. John Tamari, you're all sport. Thank you so much. Ex-Philadelphia Inquirer with the Eagles and, of course, with Bloomberg News reporting on the effect of what we see in Miami on Washington today.